This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's do this.
Let's go.
Wake up every morning with Sarah and Vinny.
What in the hell?
Alice at 97.3.
I love this story. I like Linkin Park. They have a special place in my heart because years ago, before Chad Bennington died. What's that guy's name? I don't know, it's not even in this story. They came in as a different band. Do you remember that? It was on Chester Bennington. Mike Shinoda, I think, was the guy. Weren't the two of them in a different band?
No. Yeah, sorry.
Tell me what I'm trying to
keep up with your story, but I was a little behind on it. Okay. Chester came in with an old friend of his, not related to Linkin Park at all. This was another friend of his.
They had another project.
And it was someone, and part that led us to the great part of that interview, which was Chester was talking about how he had it with the music business.
He'd been trying at it forever.
He's obviously got a great voice, but nothing clicked. And then he got this out of nowhere. I think he said he was living in Arizona at the time.
Yeah.
And this was a secret show. This was on our podcast.
I don't even know if it's still available.
It's got to be findable
somehow. Don't ask me. I don't know.
Anyway, Chester said he got this tip from someone he knew about a band looking for a vocalist. Mm-hmm. He got the music. He heard it and went, I'm going to go. This is my last.
I like this. This is the last thing.
Effort
right.
ever. I got to go get a job. I got a kid. Mm. I got a partner. I got to get a real job and give this up. So he drove to the record label in LA with his tape and took it and put it on the guy's desk. And the story is that, yeah, he hit and that band became Linkin Park.
Yeah.
And it was cool to hear someone who was saying, I was at my end. I'd just been trying for years. And is clearly
a very talented person. Like, it just shows you how difficult it is to make it in this business. That was, I swear to God, I feel like it's 10 times harder now because you got to break through all the, everybody's got their TikTok career.
Well, no one wants to give you a bunch of money to make a record.
No,
either.
That's for sure. Absolutely not.
Like, yeah, you know, make a record, but.
Yeah, go ahead. Self-release it. Make it in your house. It's good luck with that. Bye. So Linkin Park, so Chester died. That's it. That was like several years back. And so they announced they got a new singer yesterday.
I saw this and was like, and I'd been hearing rumors too about who it might be.
Oh, and is it the person you heard the rumors about?
Nope.
Yeah.
So I had to
look up. Oh my God, this is so amazing.
I had to look up who that person was. So finish the story because it's a big announcement actually.
It is. And so have you listened to the record?
I have not.
So the song is great. It's up now at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook
page. You've heard it?
I heard it this morning.
Oh, the new Linkin Park singer.
Yes. So, and here's the other thing. She is the co-singer. Like, she's listed in the story I'm looking at as co-singer. So.
That's the way it always was, though.
Oh, Chester wasn't the lead singer?
No, Chester was always part of the vocal team. So the other guy, I think you said his name, Shinoda.
Yeah.
He also sings.
Okay.
So there's two voices in that band. Now, Chester was the singer, though. The yes. one who
well,
could
she's
hit.
The singer.
Yeah. No, they he could hit the notes and did all the screams.
Like the big
and
choruses.
The big, yeah.
And okay. Mm-hmm. So Linkin Park announces their new singer yesterday. It's a woman named Emily Armstrong. She's 38 years old, I believe. I had to look her up. And by the way, she's not like front and center. You type in Emily Armstrong and they're like, who? You know, Google.
I found
her. You can
find her. She used to be in a different band.
She used to be in my dead band. It's called Dead Sarah. That's the name of it. But it's Sarah spelled the wrong way, I believe. Mm. Although in this story, it does have the H on it. So who the hell knows? So she joins the band and they've also got a new drummer, a guy named Colin Britton.
Oh, what happened to the old drummer?
It doesn't say here. Yeah. So it's really more of a, like, we added this lady and we've also got another drummer. So they played a show for fan club members in LA yesterday and it was their first official performance since 2017. Mike Shinoda said, we feel really empowered with this new lineup and the vibrant and energized new music we've made together. We're still weaving the sonic touch points. We are weaving together the sonic touch points we've been known for and still exploring new ones. So they have an album ready. It's called From Zero. It drops November 15th. And the first single is called The Emptiness Machine. And it came out yesterday.
I would like
and
to say
it's
something
good.
Real quick.
Please do.
And I appreciate you saying it's good because... This is what I'll say. Give him a chance. Mm. You don't have to like it. And I know you might be really loyal to Chester and you might say to yourself, it's not Linkin Park without Chester. But that's a band that had been at this for 20 plus years. They all identify this band as their way and means to not only be artistically creative, but also make a living.
Yeah, support their families.
And when one of them... passes away or leaves or whatever. This happens to a lot of bands. They find themselves going.
And now we're nowhere.
I put everything into this one thing. And now
we made it.
And now it's just over.
And now it's just gone.
So I give them a lot of credit for trying. And I understand why people feel some kind of disloyalty is in. He's in heaven.
He is.
They didn't dump him. He went to heaven. And now they want to keep making the music they've made and hopefully go do shows. I hope it works out for them.
They have announced some shows. Very limited at this point. But it's looking like, so Inglewood, California at the Kia Forum on 9/11. In Brooklyn at the Barclays Center on September 16th.
Those are kind of big venues.
Huge venues.
I guess they know they can sell them.
And by the way, the turnaround on this, I mean, these shows are next week and they've just announced them. Mm. So then there's Germany, South Korea, Colombia, England. It's just a handful of dates right now, but they're getting it out there. And this, I love this chick. I loved the video. I love her voice.
You like the song. That's great.
I thought the song was pretty good. So here's the thing. I didn't know that they had always had two singers. I would hear the singing and think, oh, that's all just Chester. And so I'm like, why is there a dude singing? And then all of a sudden, there she is. But you're easily a minute or more into the song she starts singing. So look for that. I put it up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. If you're at all intrigued, Linkin Park have announced a tour and the first album since Chester Bennington's death. They've shared a new song, a new video, and their new singer. So congratulations to all of them. I hope it goes well. I'm with you. You know, give them a chance. Emily Armstrong is this new singer. She's from a band called Dead Sarah.
Get up!
What? You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God!
What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.